Mix 94.7 KMCH. Here we are on a Monday, June 6, 2022. Before you know it, it's going to be fair time. And there's no fair time like a great fair time, like the fair time you'll have at the Linn County Fair. Jennifer Dunn. Jennifer, how do you specifically want me to refer to you? Because it's Jen, but you know we're professional here. So what do you want?
Whatever. I go by.
JD is here. No, there Jen Dunn here from the Linn County Fair. How are you? How are things down Central City way?
They are good. I'm excited and cannot believe we're sitting in June already.
Yeah.
And here we go.
We're just looking at the calendar.
I know.
3 weeks. Just over 3 weeks. It's fair time.
Yes. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. No pressure.
I need another month, but I always say we'll get it done and we're having fun doing it. And making it happen.
It all falls together. And this year, 22 through the 26th, for somebody, Jen, who's never been to the Linn County Fair, I'm looking at the schedule in front of me. Every day is jam-packed from live music. It is an agricultural fair, too, which is true to the roots and everything. Give me the overview, the 50,000-foot view, and let's kind of break it down a little bit here.
Yeah, so we will kick off fair on Wednesday, June 22nd. So that's kind of our free gate admission. We're kind of our sneak peek is what we really branded that at. And we'll have some Egg Olympics and Egg Zone stuff that will happen that evening. On Wednesday, we kind of kick it off and have our opening ceremonies that will feature the 4-H'ers and FFA members, do some awards. And then we'll even crown Little Miss and Little Mister Linn County Fair that evening. That's our Wednesday. We're kind of kicking that off. Again, lots of free activities, no gate admission. We got carnival rides that will be happening later on in the day, but lots of events that will happen.
And then, you jump right in Thursday, concert already Thursday evening.
Yeah, we are excited about this one. We are stepping out of the box. We are going two full nights of country concerts, and our first night, Thursday night, will be Mitchell Tenpenny and Cooper Allen. Mitchell Tenpenny is a country artist that is newer to the country music scene. Mm-hmm. And then Cooper Allen, if you are a TikTok fan, that's
and who
probably
isn't?
Where you found him. Social media was his claim to fame when it comes down to it. So he is pretty entertaining, and we're super excited about that lineup. And again, so two guys that we haven't really had around here. So
you got new country on Thursday, and then more established, I don't say classic country, but here's a guy who's been on the country scene for a while Friday night, too.
And you're exactly right. So Rodney Atkins, one of those that you start to listen to the music and you realize, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that was him. Mm-hmm. And super excited yet again to bring that kind of older country. When they started saying older country and they threw Rodney Atkins, I was a little offended.
Wait a minute.
Not gonna lie. but no, it's brings you a lot of memories, and I think he has a lot of those songs where you sit back and you can put yourself back in a situation when you first heard it. So.
And then Saturday, the ground will rumble because you got the big truck and tractor pull.
It
be
is.
There.
We're going to call it Horsepower Day. So okay. We got horses in the morning. We got Draft Horse Fun Show that's going to happen in the morning starting at 9:30. That is a free event. We're going to have Outlaw Garden Tractor Pulling at 1:00. That is also a free event. All done in the front of the grandstand. And then that evening, you guys will help us kick off with the ECIPA Truck and Tractor Pull.
Be there Saturday, the Truck and Tractor Pull. I think I get to be the voice guy to do that. Thanks for
you got
coming.
That down.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Now I got to take a drink because I just hurt myself. And then Sunday... Yep. Is the old classics. You got the donkey races and all kinds of fun stuff, including Military Appreciation Day.
We do. And for some of those of you that probably already know, but we are the Linn County host for the Freedom Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, we're going to have a dedication that morning and be able to feature the dedication for the rock and kind of that, signify that we're ready to go with it. So there's a lot of work that the crew for Military Appreciation Day has done. So free admission to any of our grandstand events that day. So any of the donkey races or our Tough Trucks events, which has definitely taken off in the area of Tough Trucks. And I know Delaware does a great job with their mm-hmm. stuff too. So we're kind of excited with that. Lots of different events that will focus on the military appreciation. So we're excited to cap the fair off with that day.
And you can't miss that Freedom Rock. Right as you walk in the main gate, it's right there in front of you.
You can almost see it from Highway 13. And before too long, there will be a way for you to actually see that. So we're excited about what the committee has done and been able to showcase that. So
how many people, Jen, does it take to pull something like this off year after year?
Well, lots of volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a board of 18 for the Linn County Fair. And then we've got an association, which is kind of our worker bees that help out and are part of the association. So we sit about 50 on the association. And then beyond that, we're volunteers. So mm-hmm. anyone from driving the golf carts to turning
Your
around.
Your mom loves driving the golf cart.
Does.
That's her favorite thing to do.
It is. And she will be the biggest spokesman for any sort of volunteer activity. She mm-hmm. says golf cart's the way to go. So golf cart. To checking grandstands, to ticket takers, you know, security, to trash pickup, all those kind of things are, you know, take lots of hands and make light work. So we are excited yet again to all that stuff is available online. Mm-hmm. And if anybody's interested in spending 4 hours, sometimes the time slots are even smaller than that. So, you know, you could even help with a check-in for a pie-eating contest. So we've got lots of different things that people can help out with, and we're still needing those volunteers.
And then you go to, we'll give everybody the website because you'll have ticket info and all that good stuff there too.
We sure do. So thelinncountyfair.com. You got to put the, mm-hmm. so thelinncountyfair.com. All the information, everything from ticketing to the gate admission, you know, $5. We do have certain gate times. So if you want to get in before those, you don't have to pay. So be cognizant of that. But then also different activities. Again, they're free. Our youth day, our queen crowning. Our queen crowning is actually going to happen right before the Mitchell Tenpenny and Cooper Allen concert on Thursday night. So that's a new thing for us. But lots of great activities, everything from the Birds in Paradise, which is a bird display. Thank you for avian flu.
Yeah, knock on wood. That was just lifted.
That was. We've been paying attention to that. Everything from log carving. And so different activities for groups to look at and come and enjoy, not only just the 4-H and FFA livestock items, but then the static stuff. And then a Play with Giants, which is a large interactive real size checkers game to puzzles to lots of ag education. Can't spit that one out this morning. events going on that will include those interactive things. So again, switching it up, but trying to keep everything new and refreshing and make it worth everyone's time to come out and spend some little time out in Central City.
Just south on Highway 13, there's a big sign right there that says hang a left if you're going south. Fairgrounds, you can't miss it. Final question for you, Jen Dunn. Other than Monday, when it's all done, what's the one thing you're so looking forward to this year?
I am looking forward to the Mitchell Tenpenny Cooper Allen concert. I think that's one of those things that we were excited about. And again, stepping outside the box a little bit, you know, nerve-wracking, you know, doing two concerts with it. But everything's going well, and we'd love to, you know, continue to see that. And if we can build that up, that's something that we'll continue to look at.
That you mentioned that, too. The fairgrounds, how much it's changed and continues to grow. For that reason alone, show up sometime the 22nd through the 26th. And give everybody the website again, please.
TheLinnCountyFair.com.
Always good to see you, friend. Yes. Tell everybody back home hi for me. You're going to see her smiling face on the website, KMCH.com. We will pause here, and then we're going to talk about Rubik's on the River when we return. Don't you go anywhere.